AT&T Mobile.
KF4NXY, David.
Good hearing from you. How's that coffee this morning?
Pretty good. I finished one cup and probably go in there and make me another.
It's commuting in, so I don't get to have coffee at home this morning. I usually just grab some coffee at the raceway on my way out. It's not very good, but it's still coffee, so I'll have my espresso at home tomorrow morning when I'm working at home.
Dad, and pretty quiet on here yesterday. I don't know if I heard anybody, you know, early in the morning.
Is on vacation down at the coast this week, and then, you know, Patrick's having his surgery, and, you know, I've been at home a lot this week because one of our dogs passed away on Monday, and, yeah, it's a lot of people busy, summertime, traveling, vacations probably, so, yeah, it's been a little bit quiet.
It generally gets a lot quieter on the radio during the summertime. Sorry to hear about your dog passing away Monday. I know it. I hate it when one of my pets goes crosses that rainbow bridge. It's it'd be a little bit rough on that. And yeah, Patrick's having I believe he's having that surgery today, as a matter of fact. And just, you know, have the prayers going up for him.
David, yeah, it's she was 12. You know, she was an old dog, and it was a little unexpected. You know, she just kind of got started feeling bad in May, and, you know, we noticed that she would just, you know, she had her tail tucked most of the time, and she was shaking a little bit. You know, something was hurting her, and then, you know, we took her to the vet a few times, and we tried a few different things, but she just kept on feeling bad. And then on Monday, you know, she just kind of laid down on the floor, and she wouldn't get up, and, you know, she was telling us that it was time. Afternoon and sent her on her way, and now, you know, she's got plenty of other dogs to play with now, including, you know, we've lost, you know, a few dogs over the years, and they're all together again, so, but yeah, we're all hoping Patrick will come through this knee replacement okay, and I'm having back surgery on Monday myself, and it's a minor procedure, but, you know, it's still going to take a few weeks to get over, so, yeah, we get along there in age, and things start to break, and we got to have stuff fixed, right?
Going into the doctor today to see about some surgery. I had to get my sugar down before they could do it. They, you know, concerned about infection, so the A1C had to be down below a certain number. So anyway, going in to see about getting it set up. It's going to be one of them cortical implants where, you know, it'll run leads inside the spinal column to, you know, kind of cut down on some of the back pain, and hopefully I'll be able to be a lot more active and get a lot more things done that I want to do.
I hope that works out, that you can get it. My brother-in-law had one of those implants in his spine, and he said it's life-changing. Once they get it dialed in and adjusted right, you know, he's been able to get back to playing softball and working. You know, he owns a towing company up in D.C., and, you know, working a tow truck is hard work. And, you know, he's been able to get back to work and into a lot of the sports and stuff. So, yeah, I hope it works out that you can have a similar result.
To hear, that's encouraging to hear a first-hand report that it, you know, that it came out good, and it's really helping him. And they did a trial run with me for about a week, and I noticed tremendous improvement, so that's why I decided to go ahead with it. So I think it will help a lot. So anyway, how long are you going to have to work today?
On the days I'm in the office around 2 o'clock, maybe 3, it just depends on when I can get everything done, but I usually try to leave the office in the afternoon before the traffic on 85 North gets terrible, because I've got to go a long way, you know, all the way back up to Shelby, so it's usually a mid-afternoon departure for me.
It is a really long drive, I understand that, but I imagine it's kind of nice living up that way, though, you know, with the mountains and everything.
Get up there. We're not quite up in the mountains, but we can see them, and that's always nice. But, yeah, it's a nice place to live, and I really don't mind the drive too much. You know, in the mornings I've got y'all to talk to, and in the afternoons, you know, I check up on, you know, radio or, you know, news or, you know, listen to the e-book or something, but it goes by pretty quick, and I've gotten really used to it. But, yeah, I'm just, you know, it's one of those things where it was tough for a while during the construction, but now that the construction is pretty much finished, it's pretty smooth sailing.
Are they always doing road destruction on 85, it seems like, but maybe one of these days they'll get it all done. Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a nice day out there today. I've been watching the weather people, and I don't know, maybe get some rain in the afternoons this coming week. Naturally, with it being summertime, it's going to be hot, but yeah, this is a nice time of the year. And like I was saying, you know, I get everything straightened out. I hope to be a whole lot more active.
Looking at you, David. Hopefully you get that surgery scheduled, and you know, got your sugar under control, and you know, hopefully it'll work out. Because yeah, I know. I mean, my back has been hurting me for a little over a year, and you know, I can still do a lot of things, but I can't run and I can't ride my bike very far, and I can't walk for more than a couple of miles. You know, my wife and I love to walk. And we, you know, we try to walk 5 miles when I can, but a lot of the times I'm just hurting at the end of it. So, you know, I'm hoping it'll be something similar where they just get it opened up and, you know, reduce the compression on my nerves. But, yeah, you know, medical technology has come a long way, and hopefully they'll get you all set up. WTJKT.
And some of the pump and that gadget and a few other gadgets I've got installed. I kind of feel like something of a cyborg.
It gives us some more time with our loved ones and some more time to experience this this life, you know. You know, maybe that's not a bad thing, you know. You know, being full of gadgets and, you know, if it just helps you enjoy life more than you otherwise would, you know. I don't think there's anything wrong with that for sure.
Mostly, you know, making jokes about that kind of stuff. But yeah, modern technology, you know, it's improving the quality of life, and that's the main thing. It's not necessarily, you know, how long you live, but how good it is while you're here.
Yeah, you know, it's just definitely one of those things where you don't want to suffer, and you want to feel good and just be able to do stuff. You know, I've had relatives that, you know, they were kicking all the way to the end, you know, just, you know, doing everything they love to do, and in part just because they were able to get these gadgets that helped them enjoy it. So, yeah, hope it works out. But, yeah, I'm getting down here into the exit 40s, and I'm starting to lose our feet. You're getting a little hard to hear you, David. So, I'll bid you good morning, and, you know, best wishes into your appointment. And you know, hopefully we'll catch again. I'll be on the road. I'll be going to be off the road for a few weeks, so I probably won't talk to you again until July sometime. But yeah, I will be thinking of you, and hope everything goes well for you. WTJKT, and I'll be clear on your final.
Be careful out there on the road, and hopefully we'll help Patrick in the next day or two, find out how things went with him. You know, hopefully. His knee will be a whole lot better. I know he's looking to a fair amount of time for rehab and, you know, and everything, but hopefully he'll be a lot better too. So anyway, have a good day, and be careful.